like to start today's Prep Sports Now with a special and surprising announcement that will stun anyone that's listened to the show for the last six or seven seasons, however long we've been doing it. Clear me off a spot on the bandwagon. Get me some Wildcats gear because I love Las Vegas High this year. The Las Vegas Wildcats, a blowout 43-0 victory over Coronado last week. The number might be wrong. I don't have it in front of me. We're going to talk about that today on Prep Sports Now, along with some of the action this week. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer, and we want to thank Wingstop for bringing you the show open until midnight at six Vegas locations, and also the Nevada Department of Public Safety, which reminds you to buckle up, don't drink and drive, don't text and drive. Always make it safely to your next destination.
So you didn't see the Vegas win coming, is what you're saying?
No. You, more than anyone, know that I kind of did, because when we decided what game I was going to, I told you that I was regretting picking Coronado. You have to remember this. I said, I think Vegas will probably beat them. It doesn't count in the picks because I did pick Coronado. All I'm saying is that I definitely didn't see this blowout victory, and I also just feel like, I've got this reputation as a Vegas hater, but that's not true. I think just for too long, people, and mainly when you say people, just like coaches, when we say something that makes them mad and they say people, what I really mean is you. I feel like you're too high on Vegas every single year. Every year they come into the season like a top five team, and I never think they're that good. This year I feel like it's one year where they're kind of under the radar. We weren't expecting much of them, and I'm telling you, this team's a lot better than I think what – So for once, I guess my expectations were low, and I think they're way better than them, where normally their expectations are way too high, and I feel like they're not as good as they should.
I really was impressed when I saw Vegas. I saw them 2 weeks ago against Rancho. Really impressed with the quarterback, Zach Matlock.
Yeah, Zach Matlock. He was very good.
He reminds me a little bit of Hassan Henderson. I think Henderson had a bigger arm, but I think Zach has probably a little better touch. And, of course, just a sophomore. A lot of Las Vegas's best players are underclassmen, with the two running backs who are sophomores, correct? The quarterback, Elijah Hicks, the running back. So the Wildcats, not only do they beat Coronado, Case, they shut them out. And Coronado, a team that we didn't really know what to expect from them at the beginning of the year.
I still don't know what to expect. I haven't picked a game of theirs right all year, feel like.
But they went to Legacy, beat Legacy, went to Canyon, beat Canyon. Obviously, the Canyon win doesn't look as good as we thought it did then. But Coronado, back to the drawing board.
Yeah, and I'd say what stands out for me, and I agree with everything you said about Matlock and some of the other kids they got on the offensive side of the ball. But what made me love Vegas is their defense. I mean, they just – obviously the shutout speaks for itself, but, God, they were just flying around and just destroying people. They hit so hard, and they are small. They're not big at all. But I think we set off a nerve, maybe me, by saying they weren't powerful enough last week, which I don't remember. And I could tell you definitively they are powerful. I guess maybe they had been –
But they're small. I think I said they were small.
Well, they are small.
They are small.
They are small, but it doesn't matter if you're small, if you're hitting like that. And I don't think Coronado got past – maybe like one or two plays did they ever get past a Vegas defender with a broken tackle. Like if they hit you, you're going down. And that was very impressive to me. And I guess something that – necessarily they weren't great at the beginning of the season. They felt like they had too many missed tackles, and Coach James Thurman, I guess, really was challenging them on that front. And I got to tell you, they definitely responded, because, like I said, if they hit you, you were going down. And some standout defensive performances just all over the field in a shutout win here. The other thing that made me kind of appreciate Vegas, and really like, I hadn't been to a game out there in years. And it was actually a really cool experience. They had a huge crowd, which I kind of ended up writing about.
Was it homecoming?
Yeah, it was homecoming.
Don't you love the float? Did they have floats?
Yeah, they had a bunch.
I love that.
They were honoring the 2005 state championship team.
Billy Wynn?
Billy Wynn was not there, but a bunch of the guys were. Obviously, Billy Wynn had a game on Sunday against the Jaguars. But I didn't realize I was talking to Thurman afterwards, and I was like, what do you remember about that team? And he listed off like 10 guys that I had heard of that played at colleges. That team was absolutely stacked.
I think that team, and I know people are going to say I'm crazy, but I think that team beats Gorman. modern day Gorman.
I mean, I didn't see him, so but it's always hard to compare to those type of things. But I just thought that was cool. The whole team was there; they were honoring them. I really like. I'm a sucker for all that pageantry stuff. They were grilling out the hamburgers and hot dogs. God, smelled so good.
Yeah. See, you see why I like it there.
It was a great experience. And
Thurman told me that they had lost like 5 straight games with me in attendance before the Bohm game. So maybe you should become the official Vegas beat writer, and
they'll actually win some games.
And I'll focus on all things other than the Wildcats. But not the only game last weekend. The Basic Wolves back on track. They fall behind early to Silverado. I'd pick Silverado winning the game. I think they're improving each week. But the Wolfpack, they come back. They win the game. They head into league play this week, Henderson Bowl, with some momentum. And our player of the week, shout out to Tijon Thomas. Listen to this day, Case. 12 tackles, 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery, and 2 sacks. Wink's top player of the week. He deserves it. Great job, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, not bad at all for Tijon Thomas. We wanted to start honoring some defensive players, and I think that he has definitely earned it. And this Basic defense has been pretty good all year. They had the bad maybe quarter and a half against Arborview, but then even settled down for them. So Tijon Thomas throwing his name into the mix for the Wingstop player of the week. A reminder to please nominate some kids coaches if you think they had a good week, or it doesn't matter where they play, any position. If you got an offensive tackle that's just pancaking someone every other play, if you got a defensive tackle that's getting triple teamed and still making sacks, or
you got a kid that holds for the extra points, for all I care.
Whatever, just get them to us. Nominate however you can. We'd appreciate it. But Tijon Thomas is going to be in the spotlight even without the Sun Player of the Week this weekend, because your favorite game of the year, Henderson Bowl, taking place Basic at Green Valley.
Yeah, and Basic appears to be better than Green Valley this year. I always say in rivalry games, especially this one, you throw out the records. The kids are going to compete. Green Valley, I think their MO is that they could put some points up, but they can't stop anybody. And Basic, we know, could score. For me, I think one of the best rivalries we have going started in 92 when Green Valley opened in Henderson, the second school in the city of Henderson. Basic had been there forever. But not only was it the second school, Case, it was just two different classes. You know, Basic was perceived as the blue collar, the hardworking. Green Valley had all the money. Green Valley was
how appropriate that Basic is blue and Green Valley is green.
Yeah.
If this is true.
I meant white collar, but yeah.
Well, but green cash. You said all the money.
Green cash, all the money. And, you know, Green Valley, you missed it. During Green Valley's heyday, bro. You've been in the Green Valley gym before, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of banners.
Dude, there's a lot of money at that school. It was Gorman. Basically, it was Gorman. Everybody that played could go there, but they still couldn't win at football or basketball, for whatever it's worth. But anyways, the rivalry was born, and Green Valley had its way with Basic for most of the early years. I think they had like a 14-6 series lead, and now the rivalry with Cahill and Castro, two solid coaches at the helm, has gone back and forth every year. And it's I tell you what, man, it's one of those nights you love to be part of as well. That's the cool thing about our job. We have a lot of nights you want to be part of.
Green Valley lost 51-17 last week. I don't have the history in front of me. I'm trying to look it up really quick. But has it really gone back and forth? I feel like Green Valley has won the past quite a – I mean, they're on a streak, aren't they, in this game?
Yeah, but I think I know that – let me pull up the story from last year, because I usually write the the overall record.
I think I covered it last year. You were out of town.
No, that was – I think was that last year or 2 years ago?
Oh.
I was out of town when Tark went into the Hall of Fame, right? Yeah.
One of those years. They all
last year I
now.
Covered – I think Green Valley won, if I remember, but it got real interesting late. Green Valley was up big, and then they put in Jarvis as the backup quarterback, and he didn't do good. But nonetheless, going to be a fun game this year. I'm looking forward to it.
Green Valley's won at least 3 in a row.
Oh, have they? Well, maybe I'm wrong there.
2-3 years ago, it seems like it was a really good game, though.
In the heyday of the rivalry, CK, kids from Green Valley thought that I was a Basic homer, and kids from Basic thought that I was a Green Valley homer and that I hated them.
They both
did. Because we used to pick every year in the Henderson Home News who was going to win the game, and I would take one side and somebody else would take the other.
Yeah, well, you're confusing me, too, because I really thought you might go – we won't spoil the picks, but I thought you might go the opposite way than what you did this week.
No.
I guess the year I covered was 2013, and they had won 3 in a row, so now they've won 4 in a row.
Well,
Green Valley's won 4 in a row. There's some kids that graduated at Basic that never had the Henderson
Bowl. Yeah, yeah.
And there's going to be another class if they don't win this weekend.
I enjoy some of the pageantry the week of the game. Dan Cahill, the longtime Basic assistant, has got this little stuffed animal gator that he straps to his leg during the week. So he's out there coaching during practice, and the gator's rolling around. And then they have this table they put. And during the years they have the Henderson Bowl, the trophy sits at midfield during practice. And years they don't, just an empty table sits there. And to me, there's nothing better than when that game's over and the kids rush over to get the trophy. Love it. I love it. I'm sorry. Soft spot for me.
Yep. Well, when I look at this game, I agree with you. I'm just wondering how is Green Valley's defense going to be able to finally show up and do something. I mean, you look at the points they've given up this year. It looks like at least 30 in every single game. Probably averaging about 35 or a little bit more than that. That's more than that. They gave up 51 last week. They gave up 42 in another loss.
I mean, we forgot to talk about Liberty, 51 first-half points against Green Valley.
Oh, those are all in the first half?
Yeah.
That was the final score.
No.
Whew.
First half, yeah. They put a can of Calvin Tubbs on them. So I don't know how to say the kid's name who broke his leg.
Chad Tebe.
Tebe. So Tebe's out. Calvin Tubbs, four-year varsity guy who's played multiple positions on both sides of the ball.
He didn't even have a single rush, though, in the game I went to, and they had like 8 guys run the ball.
I know, because he was primarily a defender this year, trying to align him a spot he could play in college. I think he's probably a college nose guard. He's like 5'10", 240. And then, now he carries the rock. He had 3 touchdowns. And, I think Liberty showed us that, this year
– they didn't show me anything. I knew – I mean, that was a great win, but I'm just saying I already knew they were that type of team.
You knew they was on team, but it was the Thursday night light game. And, I mean, for me, the sunrise, it's Liberty and everybody else playing for second.
Everyone else is pretty closely contested, though, because I've seen a
lot
of these teams.
Yeah, everybody else is closely contested, but I think Liberty
– yeah, Liberty is first for sure, but I've seen a lot of these teams, and I know that this is going to sound like an overreaction. You'll call me out on it, but really, if you didn't have the other scores in front of me and just said you saw the rest of these teams, who do you think the second-best team in the Sunrise is, I would pick Las Vegas. But they've already played Green Valley, and it was like a toss-up game. They lost 38-34. I think that just goes to show that a lot of these teams can beat each other.
But that was Matlock's first varsity game.
I actually think they went with a different quarterback in that game.
Oh,
I think the other kid started the first two games.
The junior started. Okay. Well, either way, do you think Basic is better than – you've seen both Basic and Vegas. If they played right now in the backyard, who would win? This is odd. You're picking Vegas, and I'm taking Basic. What the heck is going on?
I don't know for sure. I mean, I was impressed with both those teams. I thought Basic, once they calmed down against RVC. Here's what I want to see from Basic that I don't necessarily think we've seen so far. Look at the teams they've beaten. Palo Verde, Desert Oasis, Bonanza, lost to Arborview, and Silverado, somewhat close game. I want to see how Basic can do against a team that kind of spreads you out like Green Valley. Green Valley's got all those receivers. I think that's the strength of their team with Macklin and Mayberry and Powell. I think it's
Warlock.
Warlock does everything
Warhop,
for them.
Maybe.
Yeah, Warhop. Yeah. Austin Warhop, sorry. So I'm interested to see how they match up with that. I think I'll have more evidence to who I would pick after this game this week.
And then, of course, the week after Henderson Bowl, Battle for Boulder Highway, Foothill, and the Wolves. And you know I've been high in Foothill all year. Now, granted, the one game they had that was challenging, they got destroyed in teeth, boot to the mouth, and now they've beat up on, you know, Durango and Canyon, and this week they got L-Dog. So I really think that, and I don't want to speak for next week, but I think Foothill's waiting in the wings for the Wolves. We'll know a lot about every team this time in 2 weeks.
And as I remind you every week, I picked Foothill to win the Southeast.
Yeah.
And I haven't really seen that much necessarily to think I need to jump off of that. I would not be surprised if it was any of these three teams. Foothill, Green Valley, or Basic. And
be surprised if it was Green. Dude, they don't play any defense.
I think you're a little too far down on them.
Now Castro is going to be down my throat on they're going to watch. It's going to rain or something, and they're going to shut out Basic like 7-0, and Castro is going to be like, Brewer, we play good defense here, blah, blah, blah.
I think that I agree that they've been troubling on defense. I just gave up the stats. But I also think you don't put in enough opponent adjustments. This is the same thing when you said Liberty could play no defense. They had played two of the best teams in the country. Now, Green Valley hasn't played that, but they have not had one easy matchup. They played all good teams.
Well, they're supposed to play. This is Green Valley. This is a perennial top 10 team. We're not going to schedule them little sisters of the poor.
Okay, yeah, but let's say they play Basic schedule. They probably wouldn't have given up many points at all by now. Well, and you wouldn't be saying their defense is no good.
They have a common opponent in Arborview, right?
They have two common opponents in Arborview and Palo Verde, and they gave up a lot more points. They gave about two more touchdowns.
About two more touchdowns.
I think that's about what it is. I don't have it right in front of me. Let's see.
Well, neither do
Arborview 35, Arborview 21. Okay, two more touchdowns in that game. Palo Verde 35, Palo Verde 23. So 26 points in the games combined, two touchdowns each. I'm just saying, you throw Green Valley into Basic schedule, you are not criticizing their defense, I don't think. Because they probably do about the same against everyone else because Basics had two totally overmatched teams they've played.
That's true. They have played some overmatched teams.
Like, I'm not saying Green Valley has a better defense than Basic. They don't. Basic's defense is nasty and very good. But I don't think Green Valley's defense is as bad, maybe, as we're making it out to be.
Okay. Okay.
Like, it's not so bad that it's going to we can dismiss them from winning the Southeast. God, I went into today thinking I was picking Basic for sure. Now you have me all fired up.
No, I'm
jumping back on the GV side. All the research.
I mean, you're just not seeing something. It's Monday. Your head's a little cobwebby, maybe.
I'm just counting all those dollars I've won off of you in the $5 bet of the week every time we have an argument like this.
I got to go get a loan or something. So,
Oh, actually, we don't know who won last week.
We can't remember our $5 bet.
If you remember, tweet at us, at Case Kiefer, at RayBrewer21, or comment on this or something. Let's get to the other huge rivalry game of the week, because we spent a lot of time on Basic and Green Valley.
Well, you're going to give me one rivalry, and I'm going to give you another one.
Yeah, because the one I'm going to give you is Moapa Valley and Virgin Valley.
I know you
the
are.
The Hammer game.
I think I know
where you're going, too.
I don't want to give out my pick, but I think this game's going to be a little closer. Just two towns that are close to each other. You've been to one of the Hammer games. I love going to Moapa Valley games. Great fan involvement. You got the kids from the youth program playing on the soccer field. This game in Mesquite, though, at Virgin Valley. I love small town football, man. It's just like gets at you.
Yeah,
Let me ask you this. You've been to one of the Gorman ESPN games, right? Or big out-of-town games?
I've been to the one I've been to was Bingham.
Bingham.
I don't know if it was on ESPN.
Good environment, though,
yeah,
right?
It was very
it's kind of
yes.
like a small college game, right?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Uh-huh.
Do you like the atmosphere? Forget about the teams and the players. And you're not ripping Vegas. You're not ripping Gorman. You're not ripping Moapa. Would you rather be at, like, this small college Gorman atmosphere, field turf, crisp uniforms, good coaching, or would you rather be like at the small town, hand in the dirt, 5'9", 180-pound offensive tackle, hamburgers in the background, or would you rather, like, or Vegas, like you were at Vegas? What is a better Friday night for you?
I think you can use good coaching with both of those. I don't know why you threw in that qualifier.
No, I meant crispness. And either way, I'm digging a ditch here.
I don't know. That's a really hard. I have to take it case by case. That's a hard distinction. I really like going out to Gorman once a year or so and seeing their big production. But I think maybe just on a given week, I'd rather be in that environment of a small town and teams taking on each other, a big deal. The thing is, I don't think we don't get much of that here, which I'm not complaining about. I love Las Vegas, love living here, but where I went to high school football was in Wichita, which is a very big city. But we played a bunch of cities that are out in the middle of nowhere and, like, Kansas farm towns that shut down when we played them, especially because we were the private school and everyone hated us and wanted to beat us.
But how many people went to, like, your home games?
A lot. Way more than most here, I would say. Not to say anything bad about here. It was probably comparable, maybe a little bit less or about the same as what I was just saying I liked about Vegas. Because, but a little more than an average.
Yeah, because game. Like the Bone game, there wasn't an empty seat in the house. And this was a Rancho team that's, you know, evolving still.
Well, yeah, it was probably less than the Bone game, but it was probably about what we saw for a Vegas Coronado that I was
okay.
At.
So, obviously, Virgin, Moapa, going to be a great game. We love, like we said, we love the environment. What about this for a rivalry this week?
I think I know where you're going.
Are you reading
let's
my mind
it.
Here?
Let's hear it.
Are we playing poker? I got a straight. No. What about Mojave Cheyenne? Is that where you thought had me?
I thought it was one or two, and that was one of them. I guess it's because I haven't spent a lot of time covering these teams in the 7 years I've been here, so I don't have a sense of, like, are these schools really close? I know
they're about
they play
like
a lot. And
four or five miles apart in North Las Vegas. And the kids between Canyon, Cheyenne, and Mojave, I think the schools are together about 5 minutes apart. And there's a lot of good youth players in that circle that pick between those three schools. So Cheyenne's kind of like the established power, has sent guys to the NFL, is really, really good this year. McConico, Walker, Carmona. You know, Canyon had its success with Hunky, is really good at basketball every year. Mojave is, I think, has got some pretty good younger players, but has always been kind of the team on the outside looking in. So to me, this is kind of a big game to flex, not only in the standings in the Sunset League, where if Cheyenne wins, they're probably going to be the two and host a home playoff game, but kind of for bragging rights in that little circle. And I tell you what, man, both teams are good. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, that makes sense to me, especially the Cheyenne being the established power, but I don't know so much about – in the last few years, I don't feel like Cheyenne's been way better than Mojave.
No. Cheyenne was good.
It's been pretty evenly matched.
Cheyenne was good the year they lost to Truckee, right?
Yeah, they were great that
year. They were great that year. They should have won the game. Lake Tahoe guy's going to message me in about 4 minutes and tell me that I'm full of it.
That year, though, I'm looking back at the scores. That year, Cheyenne only beat Mojave by two. The next year, Mojave won easily. Beat up on them pretty good. They're having kind of a rebuilding year. And then last year, Cheyenne won by one. So
great
this has
game.
Been a really
that
good...
That was one of the Hail Mary games,
oh,
right?
Oh, it was one of the Hail Mary games?
It was on TV, yeah.
So this has really been a good series. I'm with you on it being a rivalry.
It might make our top three again because we got to pick three games to go to this week.
Well, I think it's a no-brainer. I think the third one's going to be hard.
Yeah.
We know the top two.
Yeah.
All right, any other thoughts on this week's slate or...
Well, I 2 comments ago, we were talking about the hamburgers at Vegas.
Yeah, I don't. Just when I had to walk in, I had to walk in right by the grill.
Oh,
it smelled
God.
So good.
Had you ever eat at the games?
Hardly ever, but I might sometimes get a Gatorade at halftime.
Halftime, yeah.
Actually, I don't think I said sometimes. Hardly ever. I don't think I ever once have eaten at a high school
game
here.
I've been offered. When I went to Moapa, they kept trying to throw food down my throat, and I would have took it, but I remember I was in the traffic accident that day on the 15, and I got there like right before halftime, and I felt if I had dinner, then it just wouldn't work out.
Ugh, better man than me. If anyone ever tries to shove food down my throat at one of these high school games, mm-hmm. I'm in. So just go ahead and... I don't know, tell your booster clubs to feed me on the sidelines. I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree with you. You want to get to – I was going to ask you for your best hamburger, your best school hamburger.
Well, I haven't eaten
oh,
any
I know.
Of them, so
I know.
It's a little hard.
Well, that's why I didn't ask you.
Yeah, there's a – Vegas has smelled pretty good, though. And I'm on a Vegas kick this week, so I think it's going to be LVHS.
Okay.
The Wildcats, who, okay. Speaking of rivalries, just a quick look ahead. They have Canyon Springs next week. Had some pain in that series over the last few years. I think they're going to exact some revenge this year.
I agree. I think this is going to be Liberty.
What? This is going to be Liberty?
What were you talking about?
Vegas, Canyon Springs.
That's this week?
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
So they had a bye week.
I heard Canyon Springs, and I thought you were talking Liberty
Springs. No, yeah.
Which is Friday night,
yeah, well,
and Liberty and Canyon have played – yeah. close in the playoffs. I heard
we can just start the picks with that this week. Liberty, okay. Canyon Springs. Canyon Springs ended their win streak last year. Liberty is going to destroy them this year. And you already pretty much said your piece.
I totally agree. I just I think that everybody Canyon's beaten in the last whatever years is going to get their revenge this year.
That makes sense to me. Liberty and Liberty. I guess we'll just get right to the headliner after that. Basic at Green Valley. I know we talked about it a lot, but break it down for me. What's this come down to?
You know, I think that I think McAllister at quarterback, experienced senior, last chance to win the Henderson Bowl, is just going to have a career game. Basic, as we established, is pretty average to above average on defense, where Green Valley is treading back. Again, rivalry game, you could always throw out a lot of the stats, but I think after the emotions of the games balance out a little bit, I think Basic rises to victory. Very curious as to how the young quarterback for Green Valley, AJ, how he performs in the rivalry game. This game used to mean more to Basic than it did Green Valley, but now it means as much to both schools, and that to me is really awesome. And I think the Wolves roll to this one, baby. Roll.
Well,
roll, Wolves, roll, baby. Woo!
I hope someone over there at Green Valley is listening.
Oh, they're listening, dude. Don't worry.
So when I said something bad about its defense, and then Brewer just went totally overboard and made it sound like it's Western's defense.
The quarterback
over there
is AJ Amelbrew. Yeah, I can't say his name.
I don't know if I said it right, but I attempted.
AJ.
I hope you're listening, and I hope
you're
getting some motivation
Green
from
Valley.
That, because I am going Green Valley
that
in this
game.
That
is a bad decision.
They're at home. This is going to be a close game.
I don't care if they're at where they're at, baby. Go ahead. Sorry to
Christian Mayberry, his emergence is huge for them. I mean, look at all these receivers. They have Austin Warhop, who's going to run the ball a lot too. Isaiah Macklin, Breon Williams, Marquez Powell. Too much firepower.
Man, too much firepower with no experience.
I swear I came in here thinking I'm going to pick Basic, and you have not given me – I feel like you've been too down on Green Valley, so I got to –
Hey, too down on Green Valley?
I got to even this out a little bit.
They're 2-3. They've lost twice at home, and they give up 6 touchdowns a game.
Yeah, they're 2-3, disappointing 2-3, but they've played a really, really tough schedule.
All right, I mean,
I'm not so convinced Basic wouldn't be 2-3 if they played the same schedule.
Basic, who in the final 30-some minutes against Arborview didn't give up a point?
After their best player got hurt.
Dude, you got to play with who's on the field.
All right, we'll see. We'll settle it. What are you
Sean
making?
White, Kendall Blakely. Oh.
Tajon Thomas.
Tajon Thomas. Wow.
Look, you're our ridiculous
Alexander Holm. Jake Waldron.
John Funaki. They've got a good team, but look, Green Valley also might be in their heads. They've won 4 straight. You can drag that Gator all you want, but the truth is the Gator has been dragging you for the last near half decade.
I tell
decade.
You what, this is the two best kickers in town, though, Kofor and Gomez.
Oh, yeah, the basic kicker is
the
very good.
The basic kicker is really good.
Vegas actually has a kicker, too. Everybody goes back to Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas has got good kicking.
Ortega,
yeah.
I think, is his name.
Listen, all I'm saying, CK, is that the Wolfpack are going to win. Do you want to make it interesting?
What would you make the line on this? I'm up either 15.
You're up 10 or 15.
No, I was up 10. I was up 15 going into last week, so I'm either up 20 or up 10.
Oh, my God.
Unless we pushed.
What's the number on the game? Pick?
Well, I think Basic is a slight favorite.
Oh, so you're admitting
that
they're
the whole
better.
Time.
You're admitting that they're better than Green Valley.
Look at the numbers. They're 4-1 to 2-3.
But if they played Green Valley's schedule, they'd be 2-3. They're only 4-1 because they got to play Bonanza and DL.
I can't.
They're not
that
good.
Pick Basic too. You're trying to hustle me by getting a pick 'em. I think it's basic 2.5.
Take it all day, okay. Baby. 2.5.
I'll take Green
basic Wolves.
Look, no. What I'm arguing is that I think it's closer than you think. I'm not saying that basic doesn't deserve to be ranked higher and not be the better team right now. But I think it's close.
Rivalry games are close.
You have to pick an upset sometimes.
You do. That's why I picked Silverado last week.
All right. Green Valley plus 2.5. Mark it down for me. And if someone wants to let me know if they remember from last week, if I'm up $20 or up $10, it'd be great. I'm taking the Gators. The next rivalry game, the Hammer game. We could have probably made a bet on this too because you only have Moapa winning by a touchdown, which I just don't see. I know this game's usually closer than expected, including the year I went, but I think Moapa is hitting their stride. I think they are going to go into Mesquite and leave carnage.
I go back to just the fact that it's a rivalry game. Virgin's a little better this year than they've been in years past. Moapa's going to win. Moapa's the better team. Moapa Valley's going to be playing in late November, but this game I think is going to be close. We both have Moapa.
Yeah, Moapa, Utah-bound RJ Hubert. That's pretty cool.
Probably
mention that on
cool.
here. Can't wait to see what he does under that great program they have up at Utah. Who, God, they're having a great year this year, so it's a good time to commit. Next game, Silverado at Valley as we get underway in Northeast League play.
Yeah, Silverado wins this game. They've got a leg to get into the playoffs because 4 out of 5 teams make the playoffs.
How many are they just going to force the ball to Devion Clayton like 8 gazillion times?
I mean, I think
they should.
I think this would be a week you probably could line up and run the ball a little bit.
I meant in the whole league play.
Yeah, I would think so. The Clayton kid is legit.
Yeah, very good player. Silverado times 2 for our picks for that one. Foothill at El Dorado. Foothill has somehow played like 5 local teams now, and not one of them that had ever had a chance of beating them. Well, yeah. I guess Silverado should have, but Foothill. Beat them up pretty
they
good.
Handled Silverado pretty good, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying on paper, Silverado should probably be able to give them a better game than they did. They're going to handle El Dorado, though. This won't be...
I agree. Foothill has had the best schedule in town.
That's going to change, though.
Their RPI is a little low.
All right, Foothill for both of us. Centennial at Cimarron Memorial. Centennial is... beaten their last 2 opponents something like 108-7, and that's going to continue here. It's not going to be much different.
I totally agree with you. I think that every week we could talk till we're blue in the face, but if they had a big division where some of the other teams, the scheduling's tough in league play. That's all I got to say. I got the Bulldogs.
This is a game I might have overlooked, but could actually be pretty good. Desert Oasis at Bonanza.
That you're right, it should be pretty good.
Talk me through it. I don't know who I'm picking.
Well, I'm taking DO just because they've been able to beat the teams they're supposed to with Talich calling the shots. And Bonanza lost to El Dorado, which I couldn't quite figure out why. So I got the Diamondbacks.
That's a good point. I was really, really flirting with taking the upset here. And then I know this doesn't always work, but Desert Oasis beat El Dorado 42-7. Just 2 weeks ago, El Dorado beat Bonanza 28-6. That is enough to save me from getting just a sure loss. I'm going Desert Oasis. The Tyshawn McClinton and Brandon Flowers, I think, will be able to score on Bonanza. Shadow Ridge at Palo Verde. Not been a great year for Palo Verde. I think they had a bye last week, so we didn't talk about them much, but 1-4. I don't think there's probably never been a Palo Verde team that's 1-4.
Yeah, maybe the first year the school is open in 96. Palo obviously has had an injury to its quarterback, lost an overtime game to Centennial, lost a close one to
Green Valley and Basic.
And Basic. So,
but Basic's so much better than Green Valley. I don't understand how they're both close games.
Yeah, you talk about good schedules. We just praise Green Valley for its tough schedule. Palo's played a who's who. I think Shadow's a step down in competition. If this game might have been the first game of the year, I think Shadow might have had more of a chance. But I think the light's starting to shine on them, and they realize that the season is more about learning than winning. And I think Palo, with a week off to refocus, wins this game.
Do we still at the beginning of the year, we really penciled Palo in for the number 2 in the Southwest. Are they still basically in ink there, or I guess that would be pen, not pencil. But are they still for sure the number two, or is that Legacy game kind of looks like it looms large to me? I could see either team winning that one.
Yeah, yeah. Legacy beats the teams it should, and then the games it I can't figure Legacy out, right? They're a play away from beating Centennial. They lose to Moapa Valley there, which isn't nothing to be ashamed of. You know, they crushed Valley and crushed Durango.
But got crushed by Arborview.
Got crushed by Arborview, who was pissed that day because they had got crushed by DP.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting game to me. Still a couple weeks away, but that's one. That's probably my most anticipated game in the Southwest.
We might have to cover that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most evenly matched Southwest game by far. Next game, good transition. Speaking of not evenly matched, Durango at Bishop Gorman.
I'll take Gorman.
Yeah, Gorman. Just go ahead and give them the state championship trophy right now because there's no point in playing these games.
What about Liberty, dude? 2 weeks ago, you said Liberty had a chance.
Yeah, I'm excited for Liberty. I meant these. Do they have to play right now.
Liberty for the state championship?
That's how it works. You know the bracket better than me,
well,
right?
Let's not give them the state championship trophy until.
I mean, I'm
Ethan Dudeau has a chance.
I'm interested in the game and stuff, but being a realist, like I said, I think what I said on the podcast, what I qualified was. Liberty would have to have the absolute perfect day, and Gorman would have to have a terrible day. I mean, you're still talking like a 36-point favorite here, minimum.
No way. Yes. 36, five touchdowns?
This Gorman team's the best in the nation. They've beaten all these great teams by like 21.
Are they the best in the nation?
They're ranked number one from what I see. What's their closest game been this year?
They've been pretty good this year, to their credit. They play great defense.
They've beaten like the number four team
like
in the nation by 21.
I would like to see them play that IMG Academy for whatever it's worth. But
I don't know what that is.
It's a newer school. I think they're ranked high as well.
But okay. Well,
either way, you're right. Gorman's the team to beat, obviously.
All right. Boulder City at Chaparral. I think it's going to be a good night for your Cowboys.
I am a Chaparral. Boom, boom. Cowboys!
Do they actually sing that, or is that just your
That's
thing?
That's just me. I made it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because why would they say I am a Chaparral?
Nah, I just made it up.
I guess it works. Desert Pines at Del Sol. Speaking of other games that are just pointless to play, I wouldn't say just etch their names into the state championship yet, but I would say these games are ridiculous. Desert Pines is going to blow everyone out.
Well, the good news is that's the Thursday game, so at least it'll get over quick.
Okay. Desert Pines times two are our picks. Faith Lutheran at Sierra Vista. God, Sierra Vista just really has trouble scoring this year. They lost last week to Clark. I know it's kind of a rebuilding year after they were good last year. They finished second in the region last year. But I don't see much hope for them against a Faith Lutheran team that looks like the class in the Sunset.
Sunset. I'd like to see Faith and Cheyenne again now that Cheyenne's rolling in the right way.
How'd that game go the first time?
I think Faith won pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't. I knew they won. I meant how close it was. Look,
see if I can find it real fast.
Yeah, look that up. Faith Lutheran beat Cheyenne 40-22.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean Cheyenne.
I mean, I don't want to ruin everybody's mojo for the rest of the season, but it looks like Faith is going to host Moapa and DP is going to host Cheyenne for the right to go to the state semifinals.
So you're saying we're not going to see that those crazy results we saw last year where no one knew who was playing each other?
Well, I mean, there might be some jockeying to get into the
playoffs. I still think there could be an upset or two. Like, a lot of these teams aren't walkovers, at least in the Sunset. In the Sunrise, you know who the top two are.
Yeah.
But in the Sunset, like, I still think some of these teams in the middle are okay.
Pull up Cheyenne's schedule. So Cheyenne's got Mojave, Western, and Clark left. Okay. They're the two.
Okay, yeah, they're the two.
They beat Mojave,
but
they're the two.
I think it's hard to say for sure who the three is, maybe.
The three, now you got to start getting your calculator.
That's if
out.
They beat Mojave, they are the two, though, and they play Mojave this weekend. I like Cheyenne. I'm picking Cheyenne. I think that offense is just a little too good. But you have Cheyenne winning by 30 points, 21 points. I think it's going to be closer than that.
Cheyenne's won like 61-7 and 60-something to whatever in the last 2 weeks.
Who have they played?
Vista.
And Parump, yeah.
What was the Vista Mojave score? 7-6?
He was 61-0. I don't think I ever saw that score till right now.
Yeah.
All right, I see where you're coming from a little bit.
At least you agree with me. It takes a while to see the light.
No, but I still am calling for a closer game, but I don't think it's outlandish that you picked him by 21. Mojave's really played good defense.
They really have. They shut out Desert Pines for some reason in the first half.
So I don't think that's a fluke.
Okay.
I'm going to say Cheyenne by a more manageable margin, maybe a touchdown, 10 points, something like that.
All right. All right.
Clark at Western. I'm going Clark.
I am too, but it's Western's homecoming, and I actually think they're going to put up a good showing. That's it. Clark as well.
I got to correct your tweet because I think we agreed on 2.5.
Oh, was it 2.5? What did I put out there?
2.
Oh, 2? All right, 2.5.
It's all right. Just if it lands on that 2.
I ran out of characters.
If it lands on that 2, I'm
you're in like Flynn.
Yeah, I'm going to be up like a C note on the year. Have to enjoy it while I can. You usually beat me on all the picks. Rancho at Sunrise Mountain is the final game. Rancho coming off a week where they had to forfeit for the brawl. Sunrise Mountain beat
Boulder.
Virgin?
Boulder.
Boulder. They've beat Virgin at some point this year, haven't they? Are they lost?
Yeah, 2-point conversion at the buzzer.
Right. So some
to win.
So both these programs are like the two laughing stocks of the town, like last year, 2 years ago. Turned it around. Kind of good to see. And I'm not really sure who I'm going with in this one.
I'm taking Sunrise just because I think they got a little momentum from having played last week. I also think it's the best season in school history that's likely going to end in a playoff berth.
Yeah, well, thank God I flipped on that basic Green Valley game, because if not, we would have been the same on every single game, because I just can't quite take the plunge with Rancho. I think Sunrise Mountain's probably a little further along in their development. They got a little few more experienced guys that have been playing up for this moment. So Sunrise Mountain it is.
Perfect.
All right. We agree. We'll be back to discuss the Henderson Bowl. See how bad Green Valley's defense really is or is not. Until next time, I'm Case Kiefer with Ray Brewer. Thanks to Wingstop and the Nevada Department of Public Safety. We'll talk to you next week.